On this vote, the yeas are 49, the nays are 48. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn, not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
And with that, the proposed amendment to the United States Constitution to define marriage as between one man and one woman was defeated in the United States Senate. The United States Constitution has only been amended 27 times in over 200 years. The process requires a two-thirds vote by both houses of Congress, followed by ratification by three-fourths of the 50 states. Some question the need for the amendment. Only one state, Massachusetts, allows same-sex marriage, and 45 others explicitly ban it.
Unless we act federally, there is no assurance that courts will not intervene with whatever action the states may take.
Senator Mel Martinez of Florida speaks for many in the Senate. It was the Massachusetts Supreme Court, not the legislature, which legalized same-sex marriage in that state. Several other states also face court challenges to their own marriage law.
It isn't good enough to say, leave it up to the states. If we leave it up to the states, we will see the erosion of marriage that we've seen by activist courts, which we otherwise will not see if we protect the institution of marriage at the federal level.
The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops supports the proposed amendment, as does President George Bush. The other chamber of Congress, the United States House of Representatives, also plans on voting on the amendment. They say the vote will help keep the measure alive and help protect traditional marriage in the country. I'm Charles Collins.